Hi, Gerald. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How about you?
Doing good. Had a great weekend. I'm stuffed, picked up about 5 pounds, you know what I mean? But I'm tired of turkey.
I'm almost there.
I had to go out and get a meatball sub today because I don't think I had anything beef since Thursday.
Well, you know, that's what it's for. That's what this time of year is for. You eat a lot of turkey, a lot of ham, et cetera.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, over the weekend, boy, a lot happened. So bring us up to speed with our weekend wrap-up.
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody's looking at that train crash up in New York. Investigators trying to figure out if it was speed, a mechanical problem, or human error that caused that commuter train to derail in New York City. This was the Metro North train. It derailed in the Bronx yesterday morning. 4 people were killed, more than 60 injured. This crash, as you can imagine, affected thousands of New Yorkers who use it every single day. Investigators did retrieve the black boxes. They hope that will help them understand what happened. Here locally, a retired Durham police officer who was actually in jail accused of killing his wife died himself on Friday. Timothy Burns died at Rex Hospital Friday night. He was being held at Central Prison before that. He is a retired officer. He retired in 2000 after 15 years on the force. His cause of death has not been determined. More than 40 laws took effect in North Carolina over the weekend, most of them dealing with crime and punishment. There are laws relaxing gun laws in our state and those protecting children. There's also a law that prohibits groups from demonstrating within 500 feet of a funeral procession. The old law had that distance at 300 feet. Second offenses in that case are now considered felonies. And our weekly sports element, once again, the Duke Blue Devils win on the football field. They advance now to take on Florida State in the ACC Championship Saturday in Charlotte. Cinderella, the shoe still fits.
Wow. Is that huge or what for Duke? My goodness, I feel sorry for Carolina fans. But, man, you have to be really happy for Duke football fans. And I'm not sure how many they are out there.
Well, they're growing by the week, I can tell you that.
Maybe now they'll jump on the bandwagon. But you really have to tip your hat to Duke. What an amazing season.
It is. It is the sports story of the year.
No doubt about it. Well, Gerald, what's going to happen tonight?
Coming up today on WRAL, the former chairman of the Department of African and Afro-American Studies at UNC, he was indicted today on a charge related to the football scandal. He could get nearly 3 years in prison if he's convicted. We'll have that story for you. And also, a holiday tradition continues on WRAL. Tonight at 6:15, Jerry, we throw the switch on the WRAL TV tower, 3,000 lights. Will light up the Raleigh sky from now until the end of the year.
When those lights go up and on, you know Christmas is just around the corner.
It's time to get shopping.
That's right. Gerald, thank you. Have a great one. And we look forward to catching you on the evening news on WRAL and Fox 50 later this evening.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Take care.